Yeah, I'm good.
Donovan, just open us up with your thoughts on the game. Congratulations, and we'll open up for questions after that.
Thank you. I think this is an incredible opportunity for not only these players, but for the city of Michigan City. I'm so very proud to be able to take this back home to those people that live there and haven't had this feeling since 1966. Although there's three schools there, now there's two. I think that the community is really united, and I'm very pleased to say that.
Brian, can you just talk about making them breeze? And I mean, their coach talked about the fact that he shot 27% from the three-point line this year, and they could possibly keep that shot if they try to focus on taking away the drives and all that stuff. I've tried that all. And he didn't shoot well last week.
I mean, my team put me in the perfect position. I came out, hit the shots that I needed to, but it was mostly my team. They drove and they kicked it out and found me open.
I was just informed in the hallway that Mr. Fizikas here broke a couple three-point records. Is that true? What can someone tell me those statistics?
Most made during the Class A championship.
Most made threes in a class. Oh, that's awesome. Good for you.
They were kind of questioning the fact that he shot 27% from the season.
Good. Ryan's the type of guy that he may be shooting that low of a percentage because he shoots a lot. We want him to shoot, and we don't care if he misses 10 in a row. We want him to shoot number 11, and that's the same with all our guys. We kind of play with an open throttle on offense, and he's a big part of that.
Coach, with about 5.5 minutes left, you guys were down 10, and you had basically a 20-point swing from the third quarter. What was the talk at that? How did you feel about your chances of the game? Because it seemed like they were in complete control.
Well, to be completely honest, I didn't think that it was going to be pretty. I have absolutely no idea how we came back from a 10-point deficit to a team like Bar Reeve. They're very, very well coached. They're very good with the basketball. They don't turn it over very much. And, I think that just shows a lot of resilience by our boys. We came out, and obviously defense was the key. We forced a few. I don't even know if they were turnovers that we forced, but we got a couple turnovers and had some fast break points, which is what we do. And we were able to cut it. And once we cut it and we put ourselves in a position, we were down 4, I believe it was. I felt that we were in a good position, I think 3 minutes to go with 4 points. So,
Coach, at the end of the day, you won this basketball game because you out-executed a team that is the standard of execution in any class for over a decade. Fewer turnovers, shot the ball equally as well, took care of the ball better in key situations. Talk a little bit about your feelings of winning the game in that way.
Well, I think you gotta do those things in order to win a game, period, but especially the state championship game against a team like Bar Reeve. They're certainly no slouch. They're number one preseason, and they remain number one throughout the year. The fact that I haven't even really looked at the numbers yet, but I would imagine that we played pretty well on paper as well. It was just one of those things. The ball went our way a couple times, and it went theirs, and I don't know. It was a good game. It was a heck of a game.
Malcolm had some really key the three-pointers and things that maybe you're not sure you're going to get, the little small things that people don't know. The little turnaround baby hook kind of helps.
And that's why Malcolm's sitting here right now. We kind of mess with him in the locker room. His name is Guaranteed Reed. He goes in there and, I remember in the middle of the season an official called a travel on him. And I literally yelled across the court that Malcolm does not know how to travel. I think that for his size and for his body shape, he's got probably the best footwork that I've ever coached. If this kid was 6'8 or any bigger than that, he would be a high major Division I player because of those skills that he has. He came in there and he hit that layup, and then I about went nuts when he shot that three, but he hit it, so I shut up real quick. And same with Fazekas when he shot that three, when we were supposed to be controlling the basketball and the possession. But they both hit it, and I think that speaks a lot to our team. Sometimes they just tell me to get out of the way, and we let them play.
Coach, how fortunate do you feel to be able to win a state championship this early on in your coaching career? You have a guy like Brian Hughes who's almost at 500 wins, and he hasn't won one.
Well, that's the thing about basketball is it can go anybody's way. That's why I love this game, is I truly believe that any team can win on any given night. About myself, I'm very lucky to be here, but I didn't do it. The players did it. And I have wonderful coaches. I have an incredible staff. Wisdom beyond words. It's a great feeling. It's certainly a great feeling, but obviously all the credit goes to the boys.
Malcolm,
what were you thinking when you took
the three-pointer?
Open.
I don't know. I just let it fly.
Ryan, you guys got down by 10 there. Looked like they were off to a pretty good run and maybe running away with the game. What kind of turned the momentum in your opinion back into your guys' favor?
When he called the timeout, we went in there. We just had to calm down. I think we got a little flustered. So when he came back out, we calmed down, and we just put the defensive intensity on him, and that's what made us win that game.
Was it going to take that getting that tempo back to kind of like you guys want to play in order to win the game?
Yeah, I think we took him for granted in the third quarter on defense. I think we kind of got comfortable with that 10-point lead, and they just lit us up, and so we had to get back into that defensive mentality.
You talk about the block shot on the possession that led the Braxtons run out when they were shooting to go to tie the game. Mm-hmm. You were able to block a Wagler, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Just what transpired there? Just keep the hands high?
I just knew I had to get my hand on that ball, and I just tipped it back enough and saw Braxton running the lane and hit him.
Okay. Your ability to hit so many shots like that, and just a lot of guys come in here and whatever surroundings or the depth of perception don't shoot the ball well here, and he shot the ball as well as he did. Were you just really enjoying the moment on the big stage? You seemed really calm. Maybe you were hitting shots. There was no gesturing or pumping your fist or anything like that. Were you just really zoned in today? Just really comfortable out there and enjoying it?
I was just in a shooting zone. I don't know how to explain it, but came out, I had no nerves, first time this season, and for
it
this
worked.
Big of a game, it worked.
Maybe you play all your games at 10:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah. Well, we practiced all week early too, so that helped a little bit, but hopefully that's a good transition into playing in a big court at the next level too. Maybe you'll shoot like that all the time.
I heard you talk about cognitive inside, at certain points in the game. Is that something that you have to do a lot sometimes with these guys?
Not necessarily do it a lot, but I think our boys, they kind of take me a little too serious when I tell them to just play. Sometimes they don't understand that when you're missing 4 or 5 threes in a row that you've got to get some layups, and that's what Tyshawn and Malcolm were able to do, and Javonte. But some of our boys, they try to force shots, and the problem that we have is they're not bad shots. They're open. But because of our mentality, we need to understand that when they're not falling, we need to get a couple guaranteed, and then we'll be fine. Keep shooting it, The tough thing about it is, as a player, and especially as a shooter, you've got Braxton and Nate and Fazekas. When you're a shooter, you shoot the ball. And when you're open like that, it's hard to pass up a shot. And so when you've got the coach on the sideline, noticing that you missed 4 or 5 in a row, and then you're yelling to pound it in, they all look at me like, well, what are you, dumb? They're wide open. Why aren't we shooting? And the only reason is because that's the coaching aspect of it, is you've got to get a couple points to stop a team's run. And so once we did that, we got it in twice, once to Tyshawn, and then when Malcolm subbed in there, he got a layup as well, and I think that changed the momentum.
Is 10 minutes a game pretty typical for Malcolm? That's what it says here.
We play a lot of guys a lot of minutes. I think we had a couple guys that didn't play as much tonight just because it was the flow of the game. I think that's a huge advantage for us. We played 9 guys very consistently. And tonight we had other guys play more than others. You know, usually Tyshawn's in there to finish games, but Malcolm came in and showed that he was ready, and he finished strong.
Now, you return obviously a lot of players from this team next year. This tournament run, does it not change the expectations? Haven't necessarily changed, but does it maybe show the players what they're capable of? Or can you kind of talk about the growth of the program in that aspect?
Yeah, you know, I think the boys know what they're capable of. You know, we played a really tough schedule throughout the year. I'm a huge, huge believer in the way that the IHSA tournament is set up. I believe that you can go 0-20 and still win the state championship. I mean, on paper, you can do that. And I believe that you can do that by playing a tough schedule and then you're prepared. I really believe that that prepared us for a team like Bar Reeve, who's very, very skilled. They control the basketball. They're very well coached. You know, I said earlier in the week, they play basketball the way basketball is supposed to be played. And obviously this is a huge piece of the puzzle for these boys. I told both these guys when they were freshmen, I said, junior year, something special is going to happen. And I'm not Nostradamus or anything, but you just figure by the time they're 16, 17 years old, their bodies are a little more mature, and it happened.
Could you talk about just your contribution coming off the bench and just how critical the play of the bench has been all year, and that, you know, somebody was going to have to do that today to complement Ryan's performance? Not let that go to waste.
We're a very deep team, so when I came off the bench, we were down, and I just had to, like, come through for the team, and that's what I did.
He's obviously comfortable shooting the ball, and the coach kind of gives you the little green light going in there. Just don't be tentative, don't hesitate, be aggressive.
He always mess with him in practice about shooting threes.
Okay.
He wants me to allow him to shoot fast break three-pointers. He's begged me all year.
Could you guys just, as the players, talk about, you know, winning, just talk about having that net around your neck? I mean, all little kids growing up in Indiana, being the moment, and just, you know, put it in a little context of what this means right now, if it is indeed hit you at this point.
I mean, it feels great. Obviously, my freshman and sophomore year, we had great teams and lost by one in sectionals. So, I mean, coming in this year, I think we're focused, and I mean, we're just determined to go all the way, and we did. And I mean, our team is just, like, I don't know how to explain it. We're just all happy, and it's just an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it feels amazing. I'm probably going to cry when I get back to the locker room.
I think to piggyback off that too, just to add, you know, I told these boys that there's been two things in my life that have been absolutely the most incredible feeling. And the first one was being married, and they all give me a hard time because they think I'm way too ugly to be married to my wife. But the second was winning a state championship as a 21-year-old in Bloomington under J.R. Holmes. And for a kid that grew up in Indiana, this is the best place in the world to play basketball. There's no higher level of high school basketball. I believe that in my heart. I don't care where you're at. This is it. And four teams get a chance every year to reach that pinnacle. And it just happened to be us this year.
Okay, guys.
Good.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys.